Jose, let's start with the thoughts on the weekend's game. It was a tough one against Watford, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a very difficult one. But even though I think we didn't play on our best how we should play, and for the reason of... it was just a Watford day on that day, I think. With all adversity, referee didn't... I don't think he gave us too much, like, being fair in both teams. Looks like it was more for them. But we can't blame only the referee. I think we didn't play our best like we normally do. And one thing is good on football, you always have another chance. And luckily we have a game tomorrow and we can do better than we did on last Saturday.
Yeah, they're a very good team as well, aren't they? If you're not necessarily at your best, they're going to sort of put on the performance that they're capable of.
Yeah, they, if you're not on their best, they look even better than what they are, and definitely they are a good side, and I believe they will be up there, and they've been for the last 3-4 years always chasing to get that promotion, and I think they are really established now on the top side of the championship, and I believe they are one of the team to beat and one of the team looking to go forward to.
Obviously you want to play football, but how tough is it to see a teammate like Sam Hutchinson, you know, who's just come back after 2 months out to only last 5 minutes in that game?
Yeah, it's really, really tough because he's a very good player, a very good lad, very good to have him on the team, and it's so unlucky for him to get that injury, and I hope he recovers well because we will need him as soon as possible.
It's frustrating, isn't it? I mean, you got that injury at the back end of last season as well, and when you have to miss time like that, and he's had a few injuries now, it can be very frustrating for a player.
No, you cannot imagine how difficult it is when you see everybody go there training and everybody on Saturday available to play and you are not there. Is one thing I don't wish in every football player, because it's a really, really tough time, really.
What about your form so far? I mean, you have had an opportunity to play a lot of games, and Kieran has missed time as well as Sam Hutchinson. You played there with Giles Coke, I think, for the most part. So how do you think you've played so far?
Yeah, I think we played good. All the results, we played that amount of game, it was a positive result, and we had a lot of wins, a lot of draws, a lot of points on board. And when you have a lot of points on board, it's all the time it's a positive time we had together to play then. Luckily, they get back now, and we are more stronger than before, and we're looking forward to kick on from tomorrow.
What is the most important thing, do you think? Is it getting better results at home at Hillsborough?
Yeah, definitely, for sure. This is one of the things we have to try to do our best to make this place, again, very difficult for teams when they come in here, very scary for the team when they come in here, and what we didn't manage to do so well this season. And we have a lot of time, and we will get better for sure.
It seems like you're a pretty good away team, aren't you? It's not necessarily translate though, will it? The way that you play away from home to at home, is that something that perhaps the team is still adjusting to?
No, maybe sometimes it's because you are focused too much on we have to win at home. We have to win at home. Doesn't mean we didn't focus that much to win away. And sometimes we. When we go away, we look to find a way to beat teams. And sometimes when you play at home, you just think we have to win. And you forgot what you have to do for win. And maybe this is what's going to happen. And I'm sure we will get it better in the next games at home.
Having been at this football club for a few years now, though, do you see the progress being made here? I know that I think it's 5 without a win, but do you still see this team really making strides forward?
Yeah. I think he's in the eyes of everybody. We only get better, and I think we are now established championship side, and I believe when you are established championship side, the only thing can happen is you to go forward, to move forward, and I believe this is what's going to happen this season, and we are in a very good, strong position and very good team, and I believe if you remember the last couple of years in championship, it was a difficult one, and this year I believe we can make something special. We can do something special for sure.
Because even becoming an established championship team is an achievement, isn't it? Given the way that the side, you know, for the last couple of years was fighting against one again.
Yes. I believe we are not look after our shoulders anymore. And the only thing we look is forward. And the teams is on top of us to try catch them and to do the best we can do. And I think we are a lot better than 2 years ago, than last year. I believe now we don't look back anymore. We just look forward now.
Obviously, the team had such a good defensive record, and it wasn't just the back five that were really responsible for that. It was the whole team. To concede 3 at the weekend, does that sort of irritate you a little bit?
Yeah, it's always when you concede goals, you always think about it. But like we said, in championship, you don't have too much time to look what you did in the past, because it's coming Tuesday tomorrow and coming Saturday again. You just have to look forward and look to the next team, the next game, and try to score more goals than what you concede.
And scoring goals, you know, that's something else to talk about as well. I mean, is there a responsibility within that midfield? I know that your job's not necessarily always to provide for the strikers, but do you have to give them more opportunities in a game? Do you
think? Of course. Normally, teams all the time, when there is not enough goals, they blame the strikers, and when it's considered off the goal, they blame the defender. But I think, in general, is everything together. You have to provide a good balls for the striker to do the best what they normally do in training and in games. Sometimes it doesn't happen that way, and I believe we work hard on that and we'll get better.
What do you make of this next test then against a team who have done fairly well, haven't they, since they came up?
Yeah, it's a tough place to go, and I play there at least 3-4 times, if I'm not wrong. At least 3 for sure I play there, and it's always a difficult time to go there, and I stuck to the last time we've been there, and we was very happy the last time we've been there. We won 2-1, and it was the day we get the promotion, I think, to the championship, and we go with our minds of the last time we went there.
When you get to the ground, will you be able to sort of reflect back on that day? Because it was some sort of running to the end of the season there, no, where you were competing with Sheffield United.
It was just the game before the last one, and it was the game we get in front of Sheffield United on that day, and definitely the players was on that team still here. Definitely they will remember Liam Parham and everybody. They will remember that. They will remember that for sure when you get there on the ground.
You've had a lot of moments in your career, but I just wonder, you know, that promotion with Sheffield Wednesday, does that rank as perhaps the best moment you've had?
Yeah, for sure. That was for sure in my career the best moment ever. Ahead, that's why it's impossible to forget this club, to forget what we live here.
And I guess that's why you wanted to stay as well, because, you know, perhaps to have even more better times again in the future.
Yes, this is the one I believe, and I believe in the way we move, we only will get better happiness than what we have the last time, to get promotion to the championship, to put this club in the Premier League.
That's the aim, is it then?
Yeah, that's the aim for me, for sure.